The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast. My name is Chris Albert, and today I am going to be talking to you about getting angry. First, I want to say this. The Warrior Soul Podcast has been in existence for about 4 years now, and our purpose is to empower the U.S. military veteran community with tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas to help them to live their best lives, their absolute best lives. And here's the deal. We do this. We've had some amazing conversations with some amazing people, people like Robert Greene, people like Ben Greenfield, people like Grant Cardone, so many amazing guests. And we don't do this for any money. I'm not getting rich off of this. This is entirely for the veterans out there who are trying to live their absolute best lives, trying to have an impact on other people, trying to have an impact on our society. And one of the things that's happened in recent weeks, along with a global pandemic that's almost shut everything down, is people have been getting really angry. We saw the horrible murder of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. We've seen the riots. We've seen, it seems like the world has just kind of gone upend, right? And people are rightfully angry for what happened. I am fully in support of people's right to peacefully protest. I believe that we should be able to question our government. We should be able to talk about things that make us angry. But one of the things that's also happened, what's gotten dragged into this, is this idea that somehow America is a bad country. Somehow America is a place that has always been awful, that has always had issues. And don't get me wrong, we've had a lot of really bad stuff happen in our past. We did a lot of really bad things throughout our history, but we've also done some amazing things. And if it weren't for the United States of America, these conversations would not be taking place right now. We would not have the world we're living in right now, and people would not have that right to protest. But a lot of people don't see it that way. And you're going to constantly hear how awful America is, how horrible, you know, all these different things are, how horrible you are for having served in the military, how horrible our military is, all these different things. You're going to hear about it, right? And what I want you to understand is this, and this is something that a very wise person told me once. It's that the second somebody makes you angry is the second they own you. It's the second they know how to control you. They know what your Achilles heel is. They know everything about you just from you being angry. And I'm not telling you that you got to take anything sitting down. I'm not telling you to get railroaded or anything like that. But the last thing you want to do is get mad about something. In fact, you getting mad about something, you getting angry, you getting into a fight about something isn't going to help your case out. And it's definitely not going to help the country out. What we need right now are conversations, intelligent conversations. And absolutely, I hear you. There's a certain segment of people out there that you just can't have a conversation with. And with those people, you know what you need to do? You just need to walk away because they're probably not worth your energy. But what you should be able to do is you should be able to state your case based on facts. State why you believe what you believe. And if somebody disagrees with you, you should be able to have a good, relevant conversation with them about it. And of course, you should be able to argue on your terms. One of the most dangerous things that's happening right now is this cancel culture thing that's happening, right? Where people are saying there's certain things we just shouldn't discuss. There are certain viewpoints that should be canceled off the media. The more we do that, the more we're going to descend into more fighting. And that's when, as Ronald Reagan said, and I'm going to paraphrase his quote, but he said, you know, America is the last great hope for humanity. And without America, we are going to descend in 1,000 years of darkness. And if we can't talk about things, that's where we're headed. So I want you guys to be part of the solution. I don't want you to be part of the problem. The second we say that, hey, you shouldn't be doing this or you shouldn't be saying that, is the second we become the thing we hate the most. And I want to see more intelligent conversation out there, more talk about how we're going to build up rather than tear down, more talk about real solutions to the problems we're facing rather than just complaints. And I think that in this community, at least, we've been heading in that direction. A few years ago, it was a different story. There were a lot of people talking about the problems in the veteran community, but not offering up solutions. But recently, we've been seeing a lot of people taking the steps to actually say, hey, this is how we take care of this. Hey, you know what? You're lonely. There's a lot of guys who are lonely out there. Let's make sure we're giving them calls. Let's make sure that we're starting up organizations where they can get out, hang around with other veterans, right? And the same thing with this stuff. You know what? There's people out there. They're angry. They're talking. They're going to say stuff that you don't agree with. Don't get mad at them. Sit down. Listen to them. And then explain why you believe what you believe. That's the only way we're going to move forward. If we're angry, all we're going to get is ostracized. If we become violent, then all we're going to get is jail. That's it. That's the simple facts. So the next time you hear somebody talking crap in the bar, or if you're out and about and you hear them talking crap, you know, try to take the time to have a good conversation with them. Try to take the time to develop good arguments, to be intelligent, because what you see out on the media is rarely, you know, it's not the guy who's having the good conversation that you see out there on the media. It's the guy who makes the gaffe, the guy who resorts to name calling, the guy who resorts to being violent. And that's what they'll start to characterize us as. So that's my viewpoint on this, guys. I'm about to take a drive across the country from California to Florida. It's been a really, really busy couple of days. Just loaded up all of my possessions up onto a truck, and I'm looking forward to settling down out there in Fort Lauderdale. But along the way, I'm going to keep having these conversations with you, and I hope this resonates with you in some way. If you got questions, if you got differences of opinion, those are always welcome. Just hit me up, put it up there on social media, or you can message me and we can talk about it. I'm always happy to. Want to wish you guys a great week. By the time you get this, it should be Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll be back at you soon with some more awesome content. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I am out.